So we have the full definition of synchronicity and also of a synchronistic encounter, because it was a synchronistic encounter with a symbol. So a synchronistic encounter, it's an acausal. So it's not causal. So two independent causal theory, but it creates something acausal. So a meaningful experience. It can be with a cultural object, a symbol like a golden beetle, or even in a place, when you are in a place that triggers this kind of energy. It's trigger a strong emotional, or we call it a numinous experience. It transforms something and appears generally in a chaotic or liminal phase. This is the four aspect of a synchronistic encounter. Acausal, linked by a meaning, like a gift. It's not causal, it's a gift of the psyche, the gift of life. It triggered a strong emotional impact. The woman that saw the golden beetle was like, what's this? So it's an emotional response. It transforms something, and it appears in a chaotic space, like in a transformed space. So that's for synchronicity, and particularly the synchronicity with a symbol, a person. It can be with a movie. Tomorrow we'll explore it with a movie. When we enter in a movie, in a cinema, the movie sees you. You have sees you. Do you see it? The movie see you. There's a special light that see you at that time. So we'll explore it tomorrow in the workshop, Necessary Illusion. Is it clear, because I want to be sure, is it clear what is a synchronicity, what is a synchronistic encounter? Because we can have a lot of coincidence that not emotional impact, not transformed, it can be just coincidental. I give you the stick of the tribe stick.
I'll ask a question. Because maybe others have the same question.
Yeah.
I want to be sure I've got that right. I know it's in the book, but I wasn't clear on it then. We're talking here about synchronicity in a relationship. And so it has to be a causal to be a synchronistic relationship.
Yeah.
It has to trigger a strong emotion.
Number two, yeah.
And it has to transform something.
Number three.
And it has to be in a chaotic or liminal phase.
Yeah.
And if it has all those qualities, then it's a synchronistic relationship.
It's a synchronistic encounter, and then we will have to create a relation with that. So maybe it's interesting, your question. You help me define. I talk about synchronistic encounter. After that, it became a synchronistic relation. When you nourish the symbol, when you expand your life with the symbol, so you enter in relation with yourself and very deeply. So it opened a door for a more intimate relation with the self. So this is synchronistic relation. But at the beginning, it's an encounter. So it's like in love. You know, a lot of time people came in my office and said, oh, you know, at the beginning of our encounter, there was a lot of symbols. That means that we are soulmates. No, synchronicity create encounter that don't guarantee the issue of relation. So it creates an encounter. But also an opportunity to be in relation in a more deepest way. And what is interesting about the word relation? In French, the word relation means a travel description. We use the word a relation for the first people, you know that?
To relate,
yes, absolutely.
Tell a story,
great, that's it. So a relation is a story that you can explore. But before that, it's an encounter. Is it more clear? Thank you for the precision. And I'm not very optimistic, Well, an optimist. We talk about the difference between an optimist and a pessimist. You know, the optimist, he see the glass of wine half full. The pessimist see the glass half empty. The opportunist, what the opportunist do? The opportunist drink. Thank you very much. So I'm not optimist, I'm not pessimist, but what I have explored is the people that the most important doors of our existence are opened by the people who will themselves not go through with us. So the very passionate synchronistic encounter open doors. Let's explore some example. But I resumed the four criteria here. A causal connection. Strong emotional. They are in the book. Transform something. Occurring character chimera experience. Let's explore some example. Let's be concrete. Rumi and Shams. You know Rumi and Shams? You know Shams? The great Persian poet who Rumi. Because Shams was the lover of Rumi. And the relation between Rumi and Shams was very passionate. If we know the poetry of Rumi today, it's because his passionate relation with Shams. But Shams was killed maybe 1 or 2 years after the encounter. And then Rumi had to do all the work of opening the door by himself. So that's a kind of a very passionate synchronistic encounter. Maybe the killing of Rumi was the consequence of the passionate relation. We are not sure, but... So that's the Shams. Sorry for the word. So that can be one of the most ancient synchronistic encounters that way, that create a lot of beauty. The poetry of Rumi is so beautiful. Jung and Freud. Jung and Freud. You know, the first encounter between Jung and Freud lasts 13 hours. 13 hours conversation. There was a lot of conversation that was alive. After that, Freud wanted the conversation in a certain way. So they split the dance. And we will also talk about Jung and Sabina Spielheim, too. Have you seen the movie Dangerous Method? Dangerous Method. We will look at an excerpt of the movie A Dangerous Method. We're talking about this kind of very passionate relation. They open doors, but they don't cross the doors.
Do you like Wagner?
The music and the man, yes.
I'm very interested in the myth of Siegfried. The idea that something pure and heroic can come, can perhaps only come from a sin, even a sin as dark as incest.
This is very strange.
What?
As I've told you, I don't believe in coincidence. I believe nothing happens by accident. All these things have significance. The fact is, I'm in the middle of writing something myself about the Siegfried myth.
Are you really?
I assure you.
Which is your favorite of the operas?
Das Rheingold.
Yes, that's right. Mine too. Can I ask you something?
Of course.
Do you think there's any possibility I could ever be a psychiatrist?
I know you could. I hear nothing but good reports on your work at the university. You're exactly the kind of person we need.
Insane, you mean?
Yes. We sane doctors have serious limitations.
That's interesting to compare love with madness.